the Saturday Light Brigade, and you're going to really enjoy what's about to happen. I think everybody is here with me and can hear. Okay, the Fairchild Challenge is this neat competition. My friend Kate Borger, and maybe your friend too, Kate, a longtime broadcaster, good egg. She and her husband Jeff are good friends, and Kate is with Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, and the purpose of the Fairchild Challenge is to try to encourage interest in the environment by helping teens investigate, devise, and actually come up with imaginative and effective responses to various environmental issues. And there are a number of challenges that are issued. You might recall in weeks past, we talked about challenges that involved writing a musical. We also had somebody who was telling us a little bit about his work with photography. And today, we're going to talk about a very interesting challenge, which all stemmed from the notion of creating an environmentally friendly bag, an eco bag, and designing it. And we have some winners with us today from Woodland Hills. And we're going to talk a little bit in just a moment about their winning designs and how the competition went. So an eco-friendly bag, you know, you think about it. When you went to school, maybe you had a lunchbox. I mostly I actually bought my lunch, but when I took lunch in a bag, that bag got thrown away every single day, and nobody thought about it. It's like, oh, there you go, another bag. And in reality, that bag probably at least could have lasted a week, if not more. And the same is true for grocery store bags. And how silly. What a waste when it gets right down to it. So the Fairchild Challenge wanted folks to come up with a way to design an eco-friendly bag. And the winning team came from the high school I get to declare as my alma mater, since Woodland Hills High School absorbed Churchill Area High School, and that's Woodland Hills. And Leanne Dace, Dave Morgan, and Amy Ozarchuk are here with us today. Amy, I'm going to start with you. Tell me a little bit about this challenge and what you had to do.
We had to design a design for the front of a bag that showed how plants and the environment affects our life. So we just demonstrated that, and we had like the circle of life with like a tree. So it shows how like the environment affects us.
Cool. So the bag was sort of a fixed constraint, and you had to come up with some kind of design to put on the front of it. Did it have to be certain measurements, or were you given...
Yeah, like, there were certain requirements. It had to have, like, the size of a paper, and it had to say Phipps Conservatory. So we had to include that in it. And the main point was just to try to incorporate the environment in it as much as possible.
Now, did the three of you collaborate on this, or did you each have your own design?
Collaborated.
Yeah. It's hard to collaborate. Were there other students or just the three of you?
Well, in our classroom, we got split into groups, so each group designed one, and then the best groups got theirs submitted into Fairchild, and then ours won.
You're the best group.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Let's bring everybody else in. Dave Morgan, hello.
Howdy.
And I know, Amy, you live in, did you say North Braddock?
Yeah.
We were talking off the air. Dave, what community do you live in?
I live in Swissvale.
Swissvale, and... also, I mentioned Leanne earlier, you were in Wilkins.
Yes.
So how did you start? And I'll go to any of you. Like, you just got got a blank piece of paper here. What do you do at the beginning?
Well, it was mostly Leanne's artistic design. She basically just started drawing, and we said, well, maybe if you, you know, put this part here, and maybe if you made this part, you know, longer or shorter or whatever, and she mostly did. She did the hard part, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, are you? I mean, some people are really good at drawing and design and art. I'm not. If I were part of this team, I would maybe be giving concepts or ideas, but I sure wouldn't be the one picking colors or proportions or anything. So, did you do most of the art, Amy? Or
no, Leanne did most of the artwork.
Oh, Leanne. Okay.
Yeah.
And Leanne, is that something that you're especially good at? I mean, do you like drawing? And
oh, sure, a little bit, I guess.
So you're taking ideas from both Dave and Amy, as well as your own ideas as you put this together. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what that's like, because I don't know if you have you ever like created something like a piece of visual art where you're getting input from other people before? That would be a challenge just in itself.
I haven't really taken art classes, so I just...
But you like doing this sort of stuff. Well, that's great. So tell me again about the design. You mentioned Circle of Life. So you see a tree, and then what else comes through?
It was just the Tree of Life with, okay, like, then a circular loop going around it with the title.
And are they going to feature that on some actual bags as part of it?
Yeah, I think our class is going to get the bags as well as the people that submitted from other schools.
Well, that's great. Congratulations. I'd like to learn just more about each of you. Dave, what year are you in now?
I'm a junior right now.
And you mentioned that you live in Swissvale. What do you like to do?
I'm on the rifle team and the track team. I take karate, and I really like playing music. That's one of my biggest hobbies.
Yes, you've got the Beatles shirt on, yeah. And today is George Harrison's birthday, in case you didn't know that. What do you play?
I play the bass guitar, the piano, I play the saxophone, anything I can really get my hands on.
Now, you're not wearing glasses, and I'm assuming you probably have perfect vision, maybe. You mentioned the rifle team, mm-hmm. And I know when I was at Churchill, their rifle team was huge and always won. Is the team pretty good now?
Yeah, in fact, we won Whipples, and I think that we got second in states this year.
Unbelievable. Well, actually believable. It's a long tradition. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in, listening?
Just my mom and dad. I guess that's pretty par for the course, but my mom and dad.
Well, that's good. It's a good thing to do. I'm curious, and this isn't meant to be too challenging of a question, but if there was one thing, you know, environmentally that you see every day, I mentioned the lunch bags before from when I was a kid, that you wish could change. If you could change behavior or technology or, you know, just anything, whether it's possible or not, what do you think you might change?
Whenever the buses take off in the morning from our school, there's a big puff of brown smoke, and then, you know, there's the invisible emissions after that, that, you know, and it smells bad, and it's not pleasant, and it, you know, pollutes the air, and if there were just some way to curb that, you know, those emissions, because, you know, like I said, they smell bad there.
Yeah, that's a good point, and especially when, I put this song on for you, by the way. I thought you'd like to hear a Beatles song. probably you weren't thinking this way exactly, but, in that first period when buses get started, mm-hmm. It is pretty bad. And you would think there'd be a way for different fuels to be used for buses, Or maybe even smaller vehicles that could run on other fuels. That's a good suggestion. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
I have not maybe that hard, but I'm thinking of going to college. Of course, Pitt and Duquesne are on my list.
Are you thinking music?
I kind of want to minor in music and get my major in some other field, maybe psychology or something like that, because I think people are very interesting.
Very good. Well, thank you. that's Dave Moore again. And let's turn to Leanne Days. And I'm going to ask you that question about something you would change. I don't know. And nothing may come to mind. That's fine. I think I would probably change use of mass transit would be one of mine. I wish mass transit was a little easier to use and kind of more Washington, D.C. like everywhere, not just here in Pittsburgh. But does anything come to mind that's sort of a pet peeve or something you would want to change?
I kind of thought of pollution as well, but other than that, maybe litter.
Yeah, there's still so much of it, isn't there? Yesterday really revealed that because I don't know about where you live, but there was swirling debris all over the place, and it's like, where did this come from? And the winds, the prevailing directions tended to concentrate it all, and it was really a reminder of how much is out there. What do you like to do?
I'm also on the rifle team. We all are.
Another, you're all rifle team people. Very good. And have you? What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
And if you thought it's a little early to think about, even if you're a junior, but do you know what you might want to do?
Not sure yet.
Yeah, I
still
takes
trying
time.
Stuff out.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hello to my family and students of our AP environmental class.
Excellent. And let's turn to Amy Ozerchuk. And what's your, any environmental, if you could change anything, magic wand?
I think that I would just want to get the public aware of what they're doing because they don't really notice the harm that they're causing by just throwing stuff out the window or, you know, not recycling. But after taking AP environmental class, it really opened my eyes as to, like, what is really going on and how much people don't realize what they're doing. So if anything, I would kind of just want to get the public aware of what's going on.
That's terrific. You've had an environmental education probably going back to first and second grade, right? You know, I'm not that old, and it might have made, you know, I didn't learn about things like the water cycle until I was in college. And you probably learned that when you were in second or third grade, I think. It's amazing how education has changed, and I think that's helped a lot because years ago, I worked as an environmental engineer for many years while doing this, and now solely before doing this, I don't do that so much anymore. And the things I learned in that field were, in some cases, there weren't even classes for them yet. You know, they were new. Whole new industries and fields to do that. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Probably just my family and students at Woodland Hills.
Well, great. And I would like to give your teacher just a moment to say hello, one of your teachers, because I just want to acknowledge the work he's done with your class. Dan Schuller, you're the AP environmental teacher?
That's correct.
And these kids seem to do a great job. Any other comments you'd like to make about the Fairchild program or how the team did?
This is the second year we've done it, and my classes have just embraced it. They really enjoy the challenges, and I have to say this year they have taken my incentive and Kate's incentive to get them to do these things, and they've run with it, and they've come back with these amazing entries. It's so hard to pick. Like in this case, I must have had 7 different groups and designs, and you had to really look at all the details, and it was just, it's hard to narrow it down and say, you know, this is a little bit better than that one, but I'm just so excited for them to be recognized in this way. I think it's great.
Well, congratulations to each of you. I'm really proud that you've done it, not only because
you're part of the alma mater of mine, but also part of our community. Did anybody mean to say something that they forgot to say? I forgot to ask Amy about life after high school. Are you a junior? Or
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, so yeah. Are you thinking about college?
I have thought about it. I want to stay local with my university, and I'm looking to major in science. Oh. But I haven't narrowed it down yet.
You've got a lot of great options consider. And I did that, too. I went to Carnegie Mellon after getting out of, out of the Greensburg Pike School. That way I can claim it as my own. Well, congratulations to the rifle team as well as to the Fairchild Challenge winners from Woodland Hills High School. Thank you for being here with us today. And good luck as the year rolls on.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.